The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our special guest, second week in a row, Michelle McCormack, mortgage specialist. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
We are here to answer your real estate questions and discuss different real estate topics every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can visit our website and search the MLS or search our listings. That's jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And if you'd like to hear a certain real estate topic discussed, please feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com or suggestions@jruddy.com. We get them all, and if you give us a good question or a good suggestion, we'll put it on the air.
Thanks, Pat. Okay, on today's show, Michelle, before we get started, please tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been doing mortgages and in this part of the business in the real estate world.
Well, I have been in the field of residential mortgage lending since 1987. Gosh, when I started in this field, interest rates were 14%, and they were coming down at that point. When I bought my first house in 81, they were 17. So I thought, you know, hey, 13, 14, we're doing good. And now they're a lot better. So we've come a long way. And it's nice to see things going down instead of up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you've seen it all. I'm sure you have stories. Rumor has it that you love, 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 love rural housing.
I love any kind of loan that can get somebody into a house with little to no money out of their pocket. How's that?
Oh, that's good. That's great. Tell me a little bit about rural housing programs that are available out there.
A lot of people are under the impression about rural housing that it has to be on a farm and may have to have a barn and some animals, and nothing can be further from the truth. The rural housing loan, it's called the RHS Guarantee Program, is a 100% financing loan that is available in limited market areas, okay? And it is income limited. And I'll be happy to go over, you know, what areas and what the income limits are depending on the family size.
Okay, so let's take, for instance, Lackawanna County. Rural would be considered, say,
in Lackawanna County, rural, what would be eligible for rural financing is anywhere in the North Pocono School District, Scott Township, Greenfield Township, Newton Ransom, North Abington Township, Glenburn Township. There may be one or two that I missed, but for the most part, I think you've got it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous opportunity. It just doesn't cover, you know, Scranton, up and down the valley area.
Okay.
You know, the more metropolitan areas.
So you don't have to have acreage?
No, you do not.
Okay. And so you can just be a residence on a typical lot, 50 by 150.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. And what are the income guidelines?
Now, for a family in Lackawanna, and it's called the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre MSA, okay? In Lackawanna County, for a family of 1 to 4, your income cannot exceed $74,050 for a family of 4.
And how much?
If you have a larger family, for a family of 5 to 8 people, you can make up to $97,750. So that's a pretty significant amount of money that you can still make. This is not for poor people. There is a program, if you're of the lower income, there is a special program out there. It's called a direct program that is really funded by the U.S. rural development itself that is strictly for very low-income homebuyers.
Okay.
But that's something that I don't offer. We just offer what's called a guarantee program to low- to moderate-income homebuyers.
Okay. So, and on these families, 1 to 4, and the income, $74,050, and the 5 to 8, and the income being $97,750. How much house can they buy?
Well, you can buy up to, okay, the maximum lending limit right now, which is $417,000. That doesn't necessarily mean that you should. Okay, what we talk about, and again, I invite everybody to go to your lender or call Jackie, and she'll set you up with either myself or some other referral partner that she does business with to sit down for a pre-approval consultation. During a consultation, a good professional will take into account your actual net income, not your gross income, but they'll talk about what you take home on a weekly or biweekly basis. They'll talk about your debts, and they'll talk about your lifestyle needs. For instance, do you bowl? If you bowl, how much does it cost? Do you golf? Do you go to the movies? Do you smoke? Do you drink? All those things need to be taken into account. And a good professional will help you determine how much of a comfortable housing payment you can make. So that's the important thing. So to say point blank, somebody can afford, if that you make $97,000, a $400,000 house, no, I wouldn't say that.
No, a mortgage payment should be equal to...
No more than, if you get paid biweekly, your payment should never be more than one paycheck. Use the other one for food, utilities, and other expenses. You start taking more than 50% of your net pay just to pay a house payment, you bought too much house.
Mm-hmm. You're going to sink, right?
You bought one of those McMansions.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and our special guest, Michelle McCormack, a mortgage specialist. If you want to talk to Michelle, you need to get in touch with Michelle, please feel free to call me anytime, 344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or our toll-free number
is 888-399-JACK. That's for all the people from New York like myself, right? 888-399-5225.
Yes, people from New York like to come to our area. They like, what do they like about our area?
They like the rural loans.
There you go. Rural loans are great. A lot of people are not aware that they're available and they're out there for almost everyone.
Right.
You know, if you're willing to live in an area, and for instance, if you're looking in Wyoming County, anywhere in Wyoming County, anywhere in Pike County, anywhere in Wayne County. So it's not just pockets in those counties. It's anywhere in those particular counties.
How about Luzerne?
Luzerne County is Dallas. It's Mountaintop. So there's a lot of areas that are eligible for the rural housing.
Now, for rural housing, does the house have to meet any special requirement?
It has to meet the same requirements as FHA and VA lending. Okay, what the federal government, when they're doing these low and no money down loans, they're looking for a house in good, basic condition. Okay, if it's a handyman special, don't even try it. They don't want you buying the money pit because they realize that you don't have a lot to begin with. If you did, you'd probably be buying a house in cash or doing a conventional loan with a lot of money down. So they don't want home buyers today buying a home and then needing so much in repairs that the house is falling into disrepair. And then the people end up saying, well, I don't want this house anymore. Then they stop paying on it. So just no handyman specials. And what it's saying is they want to, you know, the roof's got to be in good condition. The siding, no broken windows, no peeling paint. You know, it's pretty standard guidelines.
Electrical.
Yeah.
They want the GFCI outlets.
Right, within 6 feet of any water source. But again, that's just as a protection for the consumer so you don't accidentally fry yourself. You know, because that happens. People have done that in the past.
Safety issues.
It's all safety issues.
Safety issue. Handrails.
That's right. Same thing with leaded paint. If the house was built prior to 1978, because children have been known to pick off pieces of paint and put them in their mouths and chew on them, and then they develop lead poisoning. So that is the whole premise behind the peeling paint on a house built prior to 1978.
And peeling paint has to be scraped.
Scraped, sanded, and repainted.
And all those little chips have to be vacuumed.
Yes, they do.
Up, yes, removed, off the property.
Yeah, I do a lot of rural lending, though. I can literally get somebody into a house for 89 cents out of pocket. That is a tremendous opportunity.
Amazing.
89 cents. On a rural housing loan, a seller is legally allowed to pay up to 6% of the purchase price towards your closing costs. So if that 6% is enough to cover all the closing costs and there's no down payment, literally it's 89 cents for a buyer to get in a home today.
Okay, now let's go back to that. The seller is legally allowed to pay. So they're asking $100,000 for a house. And so what we would do is, if we have the buyer for that house and they're willing to pay the $100,000, in order for that 6%, we would just, and I like to clarify these points so there's no misunderstanding. So what we would do is then write a contract for $106,000, correct?
Yes. What it's typically used as a negotiating tool. And when you're saying the house is 100, the house is 106. And that's the thing. Instead of negotiating downwards on the purchase price of the property, because a lot of people, if it's listed at, say, 110, they like to come in at 105 or 100 just to try to get some money off. Well, instead of negotiating downwards on the price, let's ask the seller to contribute towards the closing costs. Because in reality, all you're doing is you're financing those additional monies into the loan so you don't have to come up with them in out-of-pocket expenses.
Good point. The Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In a little bit, we will be going to a break. But before we do so, we always like to review a listing.
We have a listing in Scranton. It's 503-505 North Bromley Avenue in Scranton. That's $109,000. It's a two-unit. It's a double. It's side-by-side. It's got a nice-sized lot. It's great for investors. It's already rented. It's got separate utilities, modern kitchens, beautiful knotty pine bathrooms with a nice fenced-in yard. It's a beautiful property. It's 503-505 North Bromley Avenue, a two-unit for $109,000.
Thank you, Pat. It's break time, so we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and little league teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
Welcome back. with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor and our special guest, Michelle McCormack, our mortgage specialist. I can't say that correctly. Mortgage specialist.
Oh, just call me Queen. It's all right.
Okay, sure. No problem. Well, you do know your stuff. You really, I was talking about that on the break. I am very impressed. Before the break, we were talking about rural housing and what areas would be considered rural that would qualify for the rural housing. And we talked about the different counties and the income and how many family members. For one to four family, it would be $74,000 on the income. And five to eight members of the family, it would be $97,750. And how much house that they could purchase. Yes, based on those income. And you were very good to point out that the what you may qualify for may not be what you should.
Exactly.
Okay.
But your lifestyle needs to determine how much you should be spending on a monthly housing payment.
And if you're paid every other week, it should be...
never more than a full paycheck.
Okay.
If it's more than a paycheck, you've just bit off more than you can chew comfortably.
You're about to be house poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good advice. Okay, so how about now we talk about the VA loans for for the veterans and the military out there. We love our military, don't we, Pat?
Yes, we do. We're very proud of them.
Yes, and I thank you all for your service to our country. It's a tough time that we're in, and to see our young men and women willing to give not only their time, but some of them their lives, I can't thank them enough.
The sacrifices.
That they've got our backs.
Yes, they do.
So we can continue on to do these kind of shows. Thank you again.
And live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a wonderful quality of life because of our military. I agree. So who's eligible for a VA loan? Not just a veteran, correct?
Well, it's a veteran, okay, and someone who is, you know, if they were currently in the service or they've been discharged. But it's also good for a reservist or a National Guard, all right, provided that they've got 10 years in. Now, the one thing that, because we're in a war time, if you serve active duty 90 days in a war zone, you are automatically eligible, whether you are active duty regular military or reservist or National Guard. So if you're serving overseas in a war zone for at least 90 consecutive days, you're now eligible for a VA loan.
And a VA loan allows the veteran
to buy a house with absolutely no money down, and again, no money out of pocket. Another person who's also eligible, unfortunately, is a surviving spouse of a veteran who died while on duty or died as a result of injuries sustained while on duty.
Okay.
So it can be the veteran's spouse as well.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what does somebody that wants to take advantage of this type of loan have to have in order to be able to qualify for this loan?
The one thing that they must have is, it's called a DD-214. We need copy 4, which shows that they've been honorably discharged, okay, from active duty. If they have not been honorably discharged and are still in the service, then we need a statement of service from their commander. And typically a veteran knows what a statement of service is.
Okay.
We've been closing some loans lately where the veteran was actually serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. And we can do that, and we do a lot through email. Electronics is wonderful today. However, just be aware that if your veteran is serving overseas, on the day of closing, we must have their commander provide us a written statement that the veteran is alive and well. Okay, that's extremely important. A lender cannot close a loan if the soldier is in a war zone without their commander attesting on the day of closing that soldier is alive and well. So sometimes that gets a little hairy at the end. You know, getting the commanders to say, yes, I'll stop what I'm doing, and just fax this over to you.
Well, when you're in a different part of the world, too, time differences.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, that doesn't always happen when you want it to. Right. I could see that.
VA loans, they're tremendous. It's just like the rural housing loans. When you can buy a house for 89 cents, If you're going to rent a home today, your landlord typically wants the first month's rent, a last month's rent, and a month's security. So if you're saying $700 or $800 is the average, $2,400 is going to take you out of pocket to rent a house, and you can buy one for 89 cents. You should all be running out there and buying houses right now.
And call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
That's right. Because now you're going to find out where all those nice rural houses are, and you're going to find out where the veterans are.
And we can find that house. Yeah, we have an automated email system, and all we need is just a couple minutes of your time. Let us know how many bedrooms, what price range, what amenities you'd like, and we can have that sent to you every day in your inbox and your email.
And that's the nice thing about what you do here, because a lot of times this is not necessarily commercial for Jackie and Pat as much as it is you're trying to educate the consumers. And by giving back, I think that it benefits everybody.
Inform.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on the topic of veterans, and unfortunately, some of our veterans are coming back hurt. If you have disability of 50% or more, a veteran may be able to get their property taxes waived. And a lot of people are not aware of that. You can't waive them as you're buying the house. But when the next tax year rolls around, you can apply on an annual basis for this waiver where you don't have to pay any real estate taxes whatsoever.
Okay, let's go back to how you said if you have a disability of 50% or more. And 50% is determined by?
By the VA.
So based on your injury, you're?
Exactly.
Okay.
Depending on the type of injury that you may have, you get classified anywhere from 10% to 100% disabled.
Okay.
So again, it depends on the percentage of classification that you've received, which will show on your disability papers what percent disabled you are.
Okay. And then based on that 50% or more, then you can have your real estate tax, your property taxes waived.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Every year you have to fill out a form and send it in, but it's on the website, www.va.gov, that you can get that.
That's excellent information.
Well, it is. There's just a lot of people think that VA loans are really tough to get. They're not. Again, just like the other government programs out there, don't go buy a handyman special. It's not going to work. Buy a house in good, basic condition.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you buying the money pit.
Right.
A lot of people do not also know, and this will be a first time for you to hear this, if you have a veteran that has been hurt and may need a walker, or may need, you know, ramps instead of stairs. There's a federal government grant out there up to $60,000 that will rehab the house for a veteran that's been injured.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's amazing. If you have a veteran that needs an elevator put into the house. There's a lot of things that the veterans are entitled to, and it's about time.
And they can take advantage of it.
And they can take advantage of it.
See, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is available at the VA.com?
VA.gov.
.gov.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can learn about helping out for the handicap grants and so forth. $60,000.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, they deserve it.
Well, yes, they do.
Yeah, I have to agree. Absolutely, they deserve it. What's the Soldiers Sailors Act?
The Soldiers and Sailors Act, that was started in World War II. And if we are in a wartime, okay, the Soldiers and Sailors Acts prevents soldiers from being charged high interest rates while they're overseas serving. At this point, because the Soldiers and Sailors Act has been enacted, a soldier cannot pay more than 6% interest on any loan. So if they haven't notified their credit card companies, which they should have, because as you're getting ready to deploy, they typically go over these things. But in the event someone didn't tell them, they can contact their credit card companies where they shouldn't be charged more than 6% interest.
A little relief.
Yeah.
A little relief.
Exactly.
Right. And a highly tense, stressful.
That's right.
Situation. A little relief.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And again, on today's show, we have Michelle McCormack, our mortgage specialist, who's been discussing VA loans and rural housing programs today. And we were just talking about the Soldiers and Sailors Act, which I think is phenomenal information. that the military that are about to be deployed can contact anyone, credit card.
All their creditors, right.
All their creditors, and not be charged more than 6%. Excellent. Because some credit cards are what? 18?
29.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're through the roof.
Yeah, the other thing that I didn't bring up on the VA loans, too, is it's not just limited to a single family home. You can actually buy a 1-4 unit property on a VA loan with no money down. You must live in the property. This is not for an investor. Okay, this is strictly owner-occupied. But if you're going to own it and live in it, and basically live there for free, it is a great way to get your first start.
Excellent, yes.
And the rural loans, one thing I wanted to, I can't get over, that we were talking about the rural loans before. You said that all of North Pocono School District?
All of North Pocono School District.
Wayne County, Pike County?
Yep.
Oh my God, it's huge.
Yeah, and it's a huge amount of area that is available.
Another
now that's
one.
For single family homes only. No two units. That's very important.
And that's 100% financing.
100% financing as well. So 89 cents, folks, if you've got a dollar in your pocket, Jackie and Pat can get you into a house. How's that?
Come buy a house.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the rural housing and the VA loans that are available, the one point that I always like to bring up is that the house must qualify, and the one thing that they look for are safety items to make sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Handrails, electrical being, mainly they like to make sure that the GFCI outlets are installed by within 6 feet of a water source.
6 feet of a water source, correct.
Okay.
No broken windows.
Chipping paint.
No peeling paint. They want to have the roof be at least 5 years remaining life. Again, not to harass the buyer, but because they don't want you buying a home that you can't afford the maintenance and upkeep on. That's extremely important. In the rural areas, I don't say that word well, your well and septic have to be, I believe it's 150 feet apart. I'm not really sure. Okay, and I do apologize for not having that information handy, but I'll get back to you on that. Okay, that they have to be a certain distance from one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely important.
Right.
The well must be at least 10 feet from the property line. So again, it's just all safety issues.
Okay. Well, good points. Excellent information, as usual, Michelle. And we thank you so much, Michelle McCormack, our mortgage specialist. If anybody's looking to get in touch with Michelle, please contact me anytime at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225 or 344-6724. And before we close today, I always like to review a tip. And if you're headed out of town or going on a vacation, some things to keep in mind when you do go away, turn down your thermostat. Don't shut it off. You shouldn't set your thermostat any lower than 55 degrees in order to protect your pipes from freezing. If it's the winter time, arrange for snow removal in your absence. If there's a storm while you're away, you want to make sure that your sidewalks and your driveway are clear so when you come home, you can get into your house. That actually happened to me. 3, make sure you hold your newspaper and your mail, because if it collects, it's a sure sign that you're out of town. Unplug all electronics that you don't use, the television, coffee maker, computers. Yes. Lower the temperature on your water heater.
That's right.
Okay. And if you can, leave a car in the driveway and lights on timers. Do not leave your porch lights on the entire time you leave. It's a sure sign you're not home. And as excited as you may be to go on vacation, avoid advertising it all over Facebook.
That's right. Don't put it on
Twitter.
Facebook. That's right. I'm in the Caribbean for 2 weeks. Come rob my house.
Okay.
That happened to somebody I know. Young couple.
I believe
just
it.
Just got married. They were telling everybody where they were going.
Oh,
and
silly.
Came back and found their house emptied.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No, it's not.
Sad.
Well, you know, these people on Facebook are really not your friends.
Well, we have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining us again on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And during the week, please email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 888-399-5225.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Have a terrific day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.